Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We went to a bar together. I go to the bathroom and I come back and he's making out with somebody.
No.
This is how fucking low at this point my standards were.
You were waiting for him to finish.
I went to the car and said, text me when you're done. Oh, and I drove him home. And he slept at my house.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Almost Adulting with me, your host, your best friend, and your big sister, Violet Benson. So this week, I am not going to even remind you what the show used to be called, because we are out with the old and in with the new. Say with me, besties, Almost Adulting. Welcome. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed my Tuesday episode because it was amazing. Tuesday episodes are now back and they're called Confession Corner. And not only do I include you guys every single week in them where you call with your confessions on the week's topic, but I also give you some tips. Like this week on Tuesday, I gave you 3 tips on how to tell if a man has a small wiener, and then 3 tips scientifically researched on ways to tell if he has a big wiener. So definitely go listen to it. And then for those who missed the old me, I feel you. My dad can relate to that. Then you guys can then tune into Sunday's episodes where it's called Vault Archives. And those episodes, I share episodes that I've never posted in before that are from the past, or episodes that were removed when I was switching different podcast networks. So now you will get to experience the old me. So it's a little bit for everyone on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sundays now. And of course, if you want to talk to me live, then you can tune into my Spotify live show every Thursday night. So tonight, live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, guys, so this week I have an amazing guest, one of my dearest friends, Alex Papiccio. She is a fan favorite, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard episodes featuring her. And let me tell you, you guys are in for a treat. This is one of my favorite episodes this year because we are covering a lot, from crazy hookup stories to weird throw-up stories to how she finally chose herself and found her current partner. She's off the streets. I'm still there, but she's gone because she found a man and he's sexy. And we talk about sex toys, how much we learn to love our vaginas, and so much more. I don't want to spoil it, so keep listening. But before we get into it, I want to get into a little pop culture. There wasn't anything really new this week, so I decided to just dive into one of my current favorite stories. So in case you missed it for whatever reason, because you know, you have a job or life, Britney Spears recently got married and she got to have her fairy tale wedding. Well, like almost. But I love to see it because, you know, it's Britney, bitch. Seriously, that woman has been through hell and back. And I'm just happy to see her reclaim her life and power. Most of it, minus all the bad things that still have been happening to her recently. But overall, at least her wedding day, can she just have one good day? You know, she deserves one good day. Anyway, as Britney Spears was minding her business, busy marrying her new man, her unhinged ex not only showed up uninvited to the wedding, but somehow got on the property and crashed it as well. Like, excuse me, when we ask a man to be romantic and show us that they care, we mean during the relationship, not when it's over and we moved on. Leave it to men to get it wrong. Like, yeah, where was this passionate energy when we were dating and you would ignore my calls at 2 a.m. when you were out with your friends doing God knows what? Like, I need answers. At what point does it click in someone's head when they're like, oh, okay, my ex moved on. Maybe it's time for me to move on too. Like, I would think when your ex is walking down the aisle, when your ex is getting married, that should probably be pretty high up there in the obvious department, time to move on. But leave it to a narcissist to make someone else's special day all about them for their need for validation. Apparently, this loser ex-boyfriend who crashed the wedding was then charged with vandalism, trespassing, and battery. Was it really worth it, Jason? You are not hot enough to be acting like your Joe from You. This is not Netflix. And if this war movie, you would definitely are giving me vibes of like a Lifetime movie in a bad way. Like I'm double checking all my locks tonight. Sorry, buddy. I don't know what you guys think about staying in contact with exes, but for me personally, not my vibe. Unless obviously you have a child together and girls who live in Los Angeles, having a dog or a hamster together is not a child. Move on, leave the dog behind. Just kidding. But no, moving forward, not backwards. And the whole, you know, staying friends with your ex in contact, it's BS. I've done research before, and the only reason men stay friends with their exes is because they're always in the back of their head, they're thinking that there's a potential sex escapade one night. If you're super desperate, you guys will fuck. That's when men usually stay friends with women who are their exes. That's the truth. But anyway, going back to the whole Britney situation, I think that we always in movies, when we see a man chasing a woman, we think it's so romantic, but it's not romantic in real life. And I think for the longest time, I used to think that was until one of my friends gave me advice and it really stuck with me. Whatever guy I was talking to in the past, when I ended it with him, I was hoping he would chase me and then he didn't. And I was heartbroken over it, which, you know, there's other ways to figure out if someone likes you instead of just constantly dumping them. But she said, V, you don't want this man to show up at your home. You told him it's over. You set boundaries and he's trying to, quote unquote, respect your boundaries. That's what normal people do. You think that's what you want. But trust me, if you didn't like this person, do you think it's normal if you said we're done and this person shows up at your house? Because maybe right now it's romantic and cute. But imagine 6 months from now when you're really ready to walk away and you're like, we're done. He goes, nope. No, we're not. Never mind. Because he doesn't respect your boundaries. Trust me, you don't want someone who chases you when you tell them to leave you alone. And I realize that she's so right because you think that's what you want. But when it actually happens, first it's cute. But after a while, when you keep saying no, it's like, okay, enough. When do you cross that behavior from romantic to stalkerish? And that kind of brings me back to The Bachelor show from Colton's season. It was romantic at first when Colton was chasing Cassie. And we all thought that was amazing and he chased her and then they got together and we were in love with them. And then what happened? A year down the line of their relationship, it wasn't romantic anymore when she tried to break up with him and he put a tracking device under her car. That's kind of became stalkerish and it wasn't cute because he wouldn't take no for an answer. So I can go on for days about this, but this episode is too great to hold off any longer. Thank you so much, besties, for tuning in. I love you. Don't forget to give me a 5-star review if you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget, tomorrow, this episode will be on YouTube. So go subscribe to Almost Adulting YouTube channel. Okay? Love you. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Almost Adulting. Today we have a fan favorite in honor of Hookup Month on the podcast. We have Alex Papiccio, which I know how to say her last name because...
Only 5 years later.
Exactly. So yeah, yeah. Welcome back, babe. Soldo, you've retired from the streets.
Yes.
For quite some time now, and we'll discuss your really sexy boyfriend, which by the way, I just met today. He dropped her off.
Yeah.
So hot.
So hot.
Like the hottest boyfriend she's ever had, which is going to be insane because we're going to reminisce about crazy hookup stories. And it's going to be literally insane about the fact that Alex ever shed any tear over any other men because none of them are even compared to her current partner.
Period.
Period. Let's just have a fun episode going down memory lane.
Let's get into it.
I remember a long time ago, you made a hilarious TikTok. And the TikTok was about how you had a boyfriend and then... he became your ex. You guys broke up and then you found out he got a new girlfriend and she was pregnant. Like, how long were you guys broken up for?
We weren't broken up.
Okay. Tell me the story.
Okay. So I had a boyfriend of like almost 5 years and he was cheating on me with someone and I didn't know at first. Then after we broke up, like 6 months later, she had a baby and I'm like, the math isn't mathing.
Wait, how long were you guys broken up for?
Like 6 months, but she had a baby.
Oh, she gave birth.
6 months after we broke up. And I'm like, okay, got it.
That's so funny.
And he swore up and down that he never actually like inserted. He was like, it was just flirting and hanging. I'm like, no one's flirting and hanging.
He was like, you never heard those stories when a girl can get pregnant in the jacuzzi if like there's accidental cum in there? Yeah. Like, that's what happened.
Like, I came in the bathroom of my own house and somehow she sat on her toilet and got pregnant. Like, that was his ideology.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well.
Are they still together?
They're still together. They Aww. Just got engaged. No, no, not all.
Aw, okay.
No, cue the sound effects. Aw. No, not all at all. He like hit me up for years while he was still with her, and I would just be like, nah, babe, I'm single, you're a father. Like, I
I'm single, you're a father. That's actually
there's no, like, there's no, we can't, and it's not gonna work out. But it caused like issues. Like, she would always like call me and be like, leave my man alone. And I'm like, babe, no one wants your man. You took my man. Blessing in disguise, but like, I don't want your man that you took from me.
Yeah, you know what they say, how you got him is how you lose him.
Right. And I know for a fact he was like doing stuff behind her back with other people. Like, I just know he was. Like, he was a real ugh.
Nice guy.
Nice man. Like, this is like before Tinder and stuff. And like, me and my best friend, like, we're doing like crazy like digging on like the internet, and I caught him on looking for sex on Craigslist.
Okay, so all those jokes that I always make about like, hey, I'm here for the gangbang from Craigslist. It's like
a real thing. And I experienced it.
My ex, who I never knew was cheating on me because I was so delusional and like everyone else knew, he used to not only just cheat on me with everyone else around us, including my friends, but he used to always also cheat on me by, and this again, this is back like 10 years ago.
Right.
He would cheat on me by having sex with prostitutes. Obviously now completely different. It's much more common. Back then it's unheard of. So it wasn't like, especially because you would fly all the way to Vegas to do it. So basically one night we break up and I get like super drunk and I'm going through my phone and I always delete his number every time we would break up. Right. So to not text him. But of course I've memorized it by now.
Obviously.
If you delete someone's number so many times, you'll literally end up remembering it. Yes. So you kind of like ruin the whole thing.
It's like, who cares at this point?
Yeah. So anyway, I get super wasted and I pull out my phone and I put in his number, even though I'm so drunk, and I start texting and I'm just like, I just don't understand why you need to go all the way to Vegas to fuck prostitutes when you have me right here.
No.
Yeah.
Nar. Like, you did not say that.
Yes. Verbatim. So then he doesn't respond. And then I'm like, whatever, fuck this guy. And I just forget about it. And I have a fun night. The next morning I wake up and I have text messages from him. And he goes, I think you have the wrong number. And I go, real funny, sweetie. Pretty sure I have the right number. I think I would know your number, babes. And he goes, no, I'm serious. Please check because my wife is looking through my text and she's very mad. He goes, I've never gone to Vegas to have sex with prostitutes and I certainly have never had sex with you either. And my wife is very upset and I don't know why you're saying things like this.
No.
And then I look at the number and I kid you not, I got one digit wrong.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please tell your wife. I apologize. I was trying to text my ex-boyfriend, not you. You're right. This is off one digit. So anyway, shout out to that couple. I'm pretty sure they probably got a divorce.
They're probably fine. They're
not fine.
Okay, yeah.
Why is she even going through his phone? They're not fine.
True.
He just probably never fucked me, but I'm sure he fucked someone.
Right.
But it was just so funny because he's like, I've never met you in my life. I've never had sex with you.
He was like making acclamations. He was yeah. like, I, Stanley, have never, ever.
And I certainly have never gone to Vegas to have sex with prostitutes when I have a beautiful wife at home.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. You know, the ex that had the baby behind my back, mm-hmm. him and I's number is off by one because we were on the same phone plan together. So his phone number ends in like 22 and mine ends in 23. After we broke up, when guys would ask for my number, but I didn't want to give them my number, I would give him his number.
That's so funny. I used to do that to my best friend. I literally thought about it the other day. I was like, wouldn't it be so funny if you gave other guys the number of your ex-boyfriend? You'd be like, send me a dick pic when you get home.
Or like, yeah, like FaceTime me later or something like that. And it's like some like hot guy, oh, I was looking for Alex. And my ex being like, like sick. No, crying, shaking, throwing up.
That's so funny. So have you ever gotten accidental text messages to him?
Yeah, but like such lame ones. Like, hey, this is Marcus the plumber. Like, I'm going to be there too. Like, and I just wouldn't reach out. Or like AT&T like called me one time thinking it was like him or whatever. And I was like, no, never anything like juicy or good. Because he's a loser, so.
Yeah, he sounds like a loser. Although, yeah. Congrats on being a father.
Aww.
Yeah, well.
I have a friend that him and his girlfriend, I'm friends both of them. They're both so toxic with each other and they kept being on and off. And then, like, the last time they broke up, the guy was so bitter and upset that he called me and he goes, I did something really stupid. And I'm like, what did you do? And he goes, there's this like hotline or some text message thing where you can have that place send a text to your partner and say, hey, you've been exposed to herpes. Go get tested. I'm not kidding. So he had the company do that text to her. So she got that text message. Joke's on him. I'm pretty sure she has it anyway. I'm pretty sure he has it too.
She was probably like, oh, got this before.
No, like, I kid you not. And he goes, oh my God, she's never going to know it's me, blah, blah. And I go, hey, babe, like, she literally called me 10 minutes before you called me. And she goes, look what this fucking idiot tried to do.
Like, men, it's so funny because men think they're so smart. And it's like, we are 80 steps ahead. Like,
yeah. Within seconds, she knew it was him.
Of course. And he probably was like with his bros, like, oh, look, this bitch.
Oh, she's going to be so pissed. Oh. Yeah, that's so funny. I actually remember one time I pranked my ex because every year he would prank me that he's cheating on me with the girls.
Good joke.
He used to prank me that he was cheating on me with the girls he was cheating on me with. And that's
literally deranged.
It's so insane, but also so brilliant. That is so brilliant because he was confessing. Every time.
Oh my gosh. Brilliant. Get it off his fucking chest. Yeah. Get it off his conscience because he was actually admitting, but like, haha, April 15th, babe.
So then one time to mess around with him, I pranked him that I got chlamydia, herpes or something. This man did not speak to me for like 3 days because.
Of course not.
But I didn't understand why back then because I'm like, obviously you don't have it and I don't have it. We're not kidding. Fucking anyone else. Of course you wouldn't be able to have it. It's a joke. But of course, the reason he wasn't speaking to me because he could potentially get it.
And he could have given it to you.
Yeah. He literally did not speak to me for a couple of days when I made a joke that like he gave me an STD.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever gotten an STD?
Which one have you gotten? The big C?
No.
No? Worse? What'd you get, like syphilis?
No, I got HPV.
Oh.
But everyone's gotten HPV.
I weirdly don't have that one. Did get chlamydia though from like the most unsuspecting character. The person that I got it from was like this like super like nerdy guy that I like randomly hooked up with from like one of my old jobs. And I was just like, I'm so shook. And then long story short, I ended up finding out that he was like a nerd man whore. I was like, all right, pop off.
Oh, that makes sense because like, those guys are the ones that every girl is like, you make me feel so safe and you're 100%. So nerdy. We can probably date. Like I can see us together. I'll settle for you. Fuck the bad boys. You're so much better. But he's really
And mine was just like a one night stand because I was like, all right, I'm bored. Like we knew each other from work. We saw each other at a bar and I was like, ugh, fine. You know?
So he's probably like a fuckboy that's a nice guy, which they're the worst.
The nice guy fuckboys, yeah, they're horrible.
The worst. Because the regular fuckboys, you can tell miles away. Yeah. So if you decide
at least they're like straight up.
In their own way.
Right.
But like you just know, and then it's up to you if you want to keep playing those games, if like, you think you're going to change him because you haven't gone to therapy. But with a nice fuckboy.
They pull the rug right underneath you.
Yeah.
And you're like. Suddenly in Planned Parenthood, taking the one pill.
Yeah, because they're like, I love talking about our feelings. Let's talk about our feelings. Or you're like, don't talk to me again. He's like, oh my God, let's talk about
like,
this.
Like, we literally watched a Disney movie after we had sex.
Ew, but of course. Kind of weird, but yeah.
Cute. I was like wasted. And he was like, let's watch Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then like a month later, I'm like, you gave me chlamydia? Like, what in the hell?
And he's like, delete this number, bitch.
No, he literally was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, not so nice guy anymore.
Yeah, no. I'm like, here it is. This makes sense.
Before you had this amazing partner.
Yeah.
It may be a recession and there may be maybe sugar daddies out there become Splenda daddies. But still, some girls may be looking for a Splenda daddy. 100%. And you've had experience with that. So I was wondering if you had, you know, maybe some tips on how to score a Splenda daddy.
Mine was like a stevia daddy because there wasn't like much sweetness at all. He didn't really like get me much. Like it was just kind of like he just like actually wanted to date me and was like very, very wealthy. So he would like pay for all the meals, pay for like he would like give me money sometimes.
Yeah, he would literally give you money.
Yes, he would give me money, but he never like got me gifts. But I was like, I'll take the cash, boo. Like,
yeah, but he was Russian, right?
Russian. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
But he was giving you a good amount of money.
Not like a lot, though. Not like I couldn't like not have a job.
Yeah.
But funny enough, I was at a restaurant in Florida like a couple years ago. And there was like all these like old men around us. And I was joking around with the waitress. And I made a joke. And I was like, I was just trying to make a conversation. Oh, do you do well here? And she was like, hell yeah. Like half these guys that are here are my sugar daddies. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how in the world? She goes, seeking arrangements, babe. For anyone out there, this is not an ad for seeking arrangements. And then like I saw that the app was like a legit app, like not one of those like weird, like yeah. sketchy. And I was like, what? I'm like, now there's apps for this shit? I'm like, that's kind of fire. Like for people that are into that, like that want to like do that, that's fire.
There's eight of the best sugar daddy apps.
And it's number eight?
Number one is seeking arrangements. Number two is elite singles. Number three, secret benefits.
Please.
Number four, elite meet beautiful.
That sounds like a foreign situation.
For sure.
Yeah.
Number five, sugar daddy with an IE.com. Six, cougar life.
Cougar life. Oh, so that's for the women.
Number seven, what's your price?
Kay. Wow.
Number eight, sugar daddy meet.
I can tell you right now, one of these is a front for like sex trafficking for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go
probably
with,
what's your price? Oh, the craziest one is Ashley Madison. That one's for married men.
Okay. But do you remember when that whole scandal came out like a couple years ago and they leaked all the men that were on Ashley Madison and you could look it up on a website and see if your person was on Ashley Madison. You just had to type in their name. It was like one of those like crazy like anonymous things, whatever. And I remember being in a relationship with that scumbag and I was like, I'm about to find his fucking name because he would try and cheat on me any way he could. I'm like, he's not even married and he would try and do it.
But he wasn't on it.
He wasn't.
And you're like, oh, so he is a good guy.
Yeah, literally.
Aww.
Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Imagine you do that and you find your dad on it.
I think I looked up my dad's name as like a joke. Like yeah. My parents have been married for like 40 years and they're like so in love. But you know what I mean?
Your
like
heart just is looking, still probably I'm like, racing.
Can you imagine? No, but I didn't find it, obviously.
If you would have found it, would you tell your mom?
Honestly, no, because it's not my business. I am their child, but I'm just their child. I'm not in their marriage.
I agree.
I would approach my dad what the actual fuck? I feel like if there was nothing said or like if there was nothing done or whatever, then maybe I would think about telling my mom at that point. But at first, it's like, this is their marriage. I'm just like, just because I'm their child doesn't mean that I have the right to like encroach on that. And like,
yeah, I wouldn't want to know. I don't even know how I would react to that.
I definitely would approach my dad and be like, Ashley Madison.
I'd be like, Dad, you could have spent that money on me. Were you really spending money on someone else? Are you fucking kidding
me? Are you
really
wiring a girl in Chile money?
Yeah. I'd be like, you had me help with the rent when I was living at home, but really it was for the woman from Seeking Arrangement. Yeah. You're joking. Anyway, you live with your boyfriend, obviously.
Yes.
Do you still have nights where you're kind of getting ready for that dick appointment, quote unquote, like you used to be when you're single? Or is it completely different when you have a partner? You're kind of like, should we fuck or not?
It's totally different. It's like when we first started dating, when we didn't live together, I would be like, you know, before he'd come over, I'd be like, you know, like
what was your routine?
Oh my God, I always had the same routine. Mm-hmm. I would get in the shower, do my whole body with like that like body scrub. So everything's like a fucking silky seal.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to slide right off you in bed, shave every freaking inch of me. And then, except my arms, I don't shave my arms, never will, because some crazy person told me a story in middle school that scared me about shaving your arms. They were like, it grows back
like pubic hair. And I was like, what?
That's what someone told me too.
Scary. And then I would get out, lather myself up with lotion, you know, and then either if they were coming over, like I would always try, I had mood lights, I had candles, I had a speaker. I would always play one specific album. I always played Cosmic, Bozzy. Like that is a great.
Oh, yeah.
From start to finish. If anyone needs that tip, if you don't know what to play, Bozzy from Cosmic album from literally track one to the end is immaculate vibes. And then if I was going to their house, which was rare, I didn't
I'm like
do
that too.
I'm not a lingerie girl.
Me neither.
Like that ain't for me. And I never was like that. I'm like, I'm not buying some expensive ass shit for you to possibly rip or just for me to take off.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And also like,
They just want to see your pussy. Did you love my underwear? He's like, you had underwear on?
Yeah, literally. He's like, all I saw were
lips. And I want my mouth on that.
Like literally no one wants, it's stupid. But I would always wear something like comfy cash because you never want to try too hard. I would always wear like cute sweatpants with like a crop top or something. You know what I mean? Like something that was like really cute. Like I would look cute, but so casual. Because then like when you show up, they're like, oh wow, you look really good. But I'm just in like sweats. It's like the illusion.
Did you put makeup on?
Yeah. Sometimes. Well, it would depend. Like, if it was, like, a first-time thing, probably. But then, like, after the second time, I'm like, nah, I'm not dealing with that. But now, we're not the type of couple, though, that's like, okay, so, like, should we do it now? Like, we're still, like, fun.
You've been together for a year and a half.
We have. Yeah. But we're still fun, though. Like, I'll be, like, cooking in the kitchen. And, like, he'll come up behind me. Or, like, I'll be in the shower and he'll whatever, or like he'll be like getting dressed and like I'll go over there, or like obviously like we all know the fucking 3 a.m. cuddling, somehow dick is in your ass crack and you're like, what? I'm in orbit right now, like I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's so fun. I never thought about the fun opportunity of having someone that you live with and you just keep the sex feels like it's always available.
Yeah, like it's like fun.
That makes me want to actually live with someone. Now I sound like a teenager talking right now, but
also we go in waves. Like every relationship, it's like,
yeah,
you go in waves. It's like sometimes it's like horny all the time.
Have you ever had moments where one of you was in the mood?
Wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time where it's like, I'm gonna like go do that. And he's like, not right now, or like vice versa. Like that happens. Like we're human beings.
Yeah.
But like normally it's pretty mutual.
That's so cute. So living with somebody for a year and a half, do you still care about being always shaved and stuff like that? Or are you completely just don't care about that stuff anymore?
I say I still care because my own like hygiene, I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I get like weirded out because I've always been someone that's always shaved. But like, I feel like women like feel like they need to shave their legs. And like, I feel like you should do whatever the fuck you want. Like if you don't want to shave your legs, why should you have to? And men don't.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. But I feel like I shave my legs left, but I still shave my legs a lot because of my own thing.
I shave for me. I mean, when I'm going out, I still want to feel smooth legs, even though I know you won't see my blonde hair. It's a different feeling. Or sometimes if I'm laying down, it just feels, my legs just feel so smooth one another.
It feels nice.
I feel like a little cute dolphin in my own bed, even though I'm by myself. I just like it.
Right. So yeah, I do still keep up with everything.
Ditto. Well, I can't wait to live with someone now. Because I'm like, it's fun. Oh my God, I get to have sex with them all the time. I want to move in with them. Obviously, I'm going to need something else to want to live with them.
Yeah. Living together is like difficult.
How do you ever take space for one another?
That's a problem.
Because, you know, everyone still needs their alone time. So how do you kind of set those boundaries without offending your partner?
So that's been something that like we've had issues with in the past, especially because he's a Sagittarius. Hmm. So he's like unbelievably like I need me time type of person. They like need that. And Tauruses want to be on top of somebody at all times, whether it's like a best friend, a roommate, a partner.
Yikes.
So that has been something that like we were like, okay, is this something that we're like too different about, or can we come to like a whatever? As I've matured and gotten older, I was more open to when he was like, hey, I sometimes need some space like here and there. Like, I love you and I love hanging out with you. Like, you're literally my best friend and we have so much fun. But, like, sometimes I just, like, need to go for a drive or, like, just, like, go with one of his friends or do something, you know? Like, because, like, he only moved to LA, like, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived here, obviously, for almost 7 years. So, like, I have a massive circle of friends. And, you know, he does have friends out here, but, like, not as many as, like, his circle of friends in New York City. That's where he came from.
And so like we would hang out with my friends a lot, you know? And then sometimes he'd be like, if I'm like, oh, I automatically am like, oh, let's go get dinner with my friends tonight. He'd be like, I need a breather. I'm going to get dinner with my friend, but you should still get dinner with your friends. And I'd be like, well, why can't, what? So I can't go with you and your friend? And he's like, no, stay with your friends and I'm going to go with mine. Because he's like, I need some time.
I can so relate to his, yeah. to the way he is, but I can see what I'm trying to see from your perspective and also some of my other friends who are more, who like to be around people a lot more, especially if they're not working on their emotional maturity or they don't feel secure and safe in their relationship.
Right.
They may take offense to it versus, I still love you, I just need also me time. People don't understand how important me time is.
Like I said, as I've gotten older, like I'm like learning to appreciate that more because I never like really like thought I needed it. I was like, oh, I'm just a really outgoing person. Like I'm really bubbly. I'm really always down to hang, always down to do this, always want to be around my partner. And then as I get older, I'm like, oh my God, like I need time to like recharge alone.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you don't do that, you're going to lose your fucking mind.
You're going to lose your mind. You're going to get too lost in your partner. That partner person becomes your life.
And it becomes your identity.
Your partner becomes your identity. And also your relationship becomes your identity. And then 100%. And then you just like one of those people that's, what do you want to eat? Well, Reggie and I usually eat eggs every morning. So I'll have eggs. Okay. What are you currently reading? Well, Reggie just started reading this one book. So I'm kind of into it right now. So then it just everything about you. Like
you, and then like
your thoughts are your relationship thoughts.
100%. And I think my ex, my like serious relationship that I was in last prior to Reggie, mm-hmm. I was his identity. And like when we broke up, like his world was like shattered.
That's scary.
Yeah. And like my world was kind of shattered with the one that had the baby behind my back.
Yeah.
Like, but I was really, really young. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's, you know, but like I get that. I'm like, holy shit. Everything about you, I made a part of me, and now you're gone. So who am I?
Literally. For someone who likes space a lot, this still even happens to me without needing all that space.
Yeah.
I do become so wrapped up in the relationship. And then the minute you break up, you kind of forget who you are. And you're like, okay, but you forget that you used to be your own person.
Prior to that person.
A year before you guys met, this yeah. person didn't exist in your life. It's kind of crazy how, if you really think about it, you and Reggie have been dating for a year and a half, mm-hmm. and you've known him now for 2 years, I would say.
Yeah.
You've known him for 2 years, and he was a complete stranger 2 years ago. You're living with an actual stranger in your home right now. Are you scared?
So it's so funny because sometimes I'm like, you know, like when like random like intrusive thoughts will like go through your head, and it's like, obviously Reggie's the best person ever, but it's like sometimes I'll just like be in bed and I'm like, what if he killed me tonight?
You're like, who even is this person? You kind of look at him and you're like, is he thinking of killing me? What if he's a serial killer? What if he kills me tonight?
Like, and then you start going through your head and you're like, no, but I love his mom. And like, and you're like,
but
Ted Bundy had a mom.
Yeah,
he and did. She was probably great.
I'm sure. Maybe not. Maybe.
No, you never know.
Well, his serial killers, mom. Usually the way they murder is based on their mommy issues or daddy issues. But yeah.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get exactly
like what you're saying. Like all murderers had a mom.
And he's probably like, why are you looking at me like that?
And I'm just like, nothing.
I wonder if he thinks like that too.
Oh, he definitely does. Oh, he definitely does. He's probably like, let me hide the knives.
I don't even know her. I don't know the stranger. Yeah, you guys are literal actual strangers who live together now.
Yeah.
Scary.
And you know, we met over Zoom, which is also not an ad for Zoom.
I don't think
you could find your partner.
Yeah, honestly, I am obsessed with him. He's just so kind and so sweet, and I don't want to jinx. I hate, so weird. I'm so superstitious. I can't even.
I know. I'm the same way. I knock on my head about everything.
But it's just,
he's very hot, very fun.
He's so hot. He's so hot, and he's so attentive, which is what makes him hotter. He takes care of Alex. He loves her so much. He's way hotter than any of the other guys she's ever dated
by far.
And I just love him for her. They're just such a good match. But it's just so funny, you know, to reminisce on all these hookup stories with all these losers.
I mean, there's been a
few. But, you know, you got to fuck the frogs.
To get to the prince, baby.
To suck off the prince.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. I remember one time I was at a club. I was meeting a bunch of people at the table. And this girl, super nice girl, was like, hi, I'm blah, blah, nice to meet you. And I would go, hi. And I put my hand forward. And then as she like says hi to me, she suddenly goes, ugh, and she bends down to throw up. And I was wearing booties or boots or something. And they were kind of big on me. So they were open. And she threw inside my shoe.
No.
I was like, I think I wasn't even mad. I was just more shocked. Like,
what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, that was more my reaction. I don't know what to do. I just went to the bathroom and I had to, you know, flip over my boot. Well, first I had to walk in the throw up to get to the bathroom. So then it got into my socks.
And then I finally.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, we're on the topic of throw up and then we need to stop because I will probably throw up. The worst thing that's ever, top 10 things, worst things that's ever happened to me. Not even that. One time I was at a bar and I was helping a friend who was throwing up in the bathroom. And I was holding her hair and the throw up or something splashed back up and hit me in the face. And I was like, and I simply was like, I'm going home. I can't talk about it anymore. We have to move on.
Yeah, let's continue.
I'm gonna throw up right now.
When you used to be for the streets,
which
I still belong there.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's still your home.
So when I hook up with someone new, I don't even think twice about asking them if it's weird. I just whip out my sex toys, like mid-sex, like we're about to have sex. And I just go, oh, wait, 1 second. I just open my drawer and I just go, and like that. And I remember one time a guy was like, oh, okay, you use sex toys, right?
Yeah.
So do you just whip them out like I do? Or do you save that for maybe a third or fourth time? Or do you ask, like, how do you get there?
Well, the first time we would have hooked up, it would have been like, do you want to use a toy? Because sometimes it makes people feel uncomfortable. Toys like intimidate men.
One of us is about to come. The other one may not. So I would like to join the coming party.
100%. So then eventually I got to the point where I was just like, I'm going to introduce this to the situation if it continues. So like I ask if they're like, no, then the next time I'll be like, if they didn't make me finish, which was every time prior to Reggie, I'd be like, well,
okay, but I didn't even know that guys existed where they were obsessed with your vagina and they were obsessed with going down on you and they were obsessed with like making you score, making you come until my most recent partners, I would say like two of my recent partners. And with that, I didn't even need to think of taking a toy because they were just like so obsessed with focusing on me first that that threw me off to the point that I feel like I genuinely have new standards when it comes to sleeping with men.
Yep.
Where if a guy now makes a joke about not going down a woman, I wouldn't even think twice about dating him. Never again.
Me too.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, like, if I wasn't in a committed relationship and I had to think about possibly, you know, whatever, there's now a standard that is set that I could never go backwards from.
Yeah, me too. Even though it didn't work out with the last two guys, like, seeing that that is a real thing and the way they made me feel so good about my vagina too, especially because in the past I felt
insecure,
especially because then you're like, oh, no, you don't have to do that. It's okay. You don't, if you don't want to, like, no, I don't care for that. And that's why a lot of times also involved sex toys because I was just like, oh, they don't know what they're doing or it's weird, it's gross, whatever. And then, like, this one guy was so obsessed with pleasuring me. Then not only did he like go down me for however long, then he tries to make me squirt, which was the first time I found out that that's a thing and I can squirt. I was like, holy shit, should I move to London? This is amazing. But then after that, I think it's over. He like flips me over and starts eating my butthole. And I was just like, whoa, oh my God. Because I was shocked because
there's
already like so many fluids and all that. And he was just like so obsessed. And then we start fucking. And then again, he like pulls out and he just starts like trying to go down me. And I'm like, wow. And that raised my standards. Him as a person, not that great.
Right.
Sexually, though, was really cool because I'm like, okay, guys like this exist.
Yes, 100%. And honestly, thinking back on the amount of people that I put so much time in that like never even did that to me one time, I'm like,
bye.
No.
Because it's all about how someone makes you feel. And like that made me feel really good. Yeah, and it made me feel like
sexy because it's like, oh, they want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Because guys, you know, they'll fuck you like a rabbit and they'll be like, I just want to make you come, babe. And you're like, well, not like that.
Doing what, honey? That's not it.
I agree. I have way higher standards now when it comes to sex with a man.
Yeah.
But I do remember our conversation when we spoke in the past about, since it is Pride Month, why don't you just sprinkle this in? We spoke before about you introduced me to being a princess pillow. Is that what it's called?
Pillow princess.
Pillow princess. You introduced me to this term. What is that term?
Pillow princess is just like a slang in like the LGBT community of a person who does not go down on other people, but likes when people go down on them and they're always on the pillow. So
Pillow
princess.
Yeah. That's so funny. Although that's funny, LOL, how we just said that we would never date someone that wouldn't go down on us. But then we're talking about being a pillow princess.
I'm a pillow princess through and through.
Yeah.
man, woman, they, them, you fucking name it.
You just lay down and take it.
But I also, you know.
Yeah. But you, what was the longest you ever dated a woman for?
Never, like, ever actually had a girlfriend. But I saw somebody for, like, a couple months. But never actually had a girlfriend.
But Got it.
There's been, like, a couple of girls that have been, like, a couple month stints.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess, like, in, like, lesbian world, like, it could have been considered a relationship. But, like,
yeah,
in my standards of doing things, I just, like, it was never was, like, you're my girlfriend. Okay, you're my girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
It was, like.
What's your type when it comes to a girl?
Previously, it would be, like, I was really into, like, androgynous people.
What is that word?
So, androgynous is when, like, someone identifies as a certain gender, but, like, dresses really fluidly.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I would be super into that. Like a specific would be, like, girls that were, like, super femme looking, but, like, dressed really cool.
Some of our friends that used to date each other, that's how I would think. Both of them are femme, but the other one of them dresses more.
That would be my type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between getting ready for a dick appointment versus a vajay appointment, or is it the same?
No, it's the same. I feel like it's more so, like, intense for the vajay because it's, like,
they know
spending a lot of time downtown.
So true. So you really want to make sure you shaved every little part.
Right. Every crack and crevice.
But I guess with boobs, I never noticed. I never, like, started comparing. Oh, are your nipples different than mine? But I've never been down there with the vagina. So I do wonder if suddenly I'll be like, oh, your vagina is nicer than mine. Interesting. And then what if I start to feel insecure?
I don't think.
Well, you have a very nice vagina. So of course you don't think. Of course you don't think. Your vagina is like a Barbie vagina.
But I definitely thought about that about boobs though. Like, cause like people have big boobs. I always like feel like when I see like perfect little perky ones, I'm always like, those are better than mine.
Oh, okay. So I guess it's if you're confident, cause I'm confident about my tits. So when I see another tits, I'm like, oh, cute. But like, I love my tits.
Right. And like I do too. But yeah. Sometimes I wish I had smaller ones.
Got it.
Because like then you can wear different clothes, like cuter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, you know how it is. If I ever see, or like if I have friends that have like a perfect B cup and they're just like perfect boobs, I'm like, I'm a little jealous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Does that ever happen when you're about to, when you're hooking up with a girl, you're kind of like, oh.
No, but I'd just be like, nice.
I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Get going. You know what I mean? That's
so funny. Yeah. I've made the decision that for Pride Month, if any of my friends want to go down on me, I am open for business and I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And why not give back to the community? So if anyone here, even in this room, wants to, I'm ready. And
shop's closed for me.
Right, yeah.
But you know what?
If any of our common friends.
Specifically one that I.
Specifically one.
That I may be very close with.
Wanted to.
I'll let her know.
Let her know. And tell her, though.
I will.
That it's. For Pride Month specifically.
She'd be doing a service for the LGBTQIA community.
Literally, yes. Right. Yeah, she'd be giving back.
Right.
Specifically to me.
To you and the community.
God, I love her.
Right, got it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Moving on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of dating in LA, which is the worst. I mean, literally, Reggie, you found him because he's not from LA. That's how you find
him. And he was
these
like barely now. Here.
Yeah.
Like, I caught him right before the slippery slope began.
Literally. And I only go for guys who don't live in this country.
Right.
Literally. That's the only way. Not because of my attachment issues, but because just better. I don't know.
For your mental health.
For my mental health. For my own sake. Yeah. Has there ever been a time where you had to lower the bar like so low for a man and he still didn't meet it.
Yes, 100%. The bar was in the basement. The bar was 6 feet under.
Like, give me an example.
We were in a couple, but like, if you guys remember, like, I was his girlfriend, but he didn't want to give me the title.
It would be, you guys would be having fun and they would have like the best 3 days in a row. And then they're just hanging out in the car and they are lovey-dovey. And then he'll just randomly look at her and be like, you know, we're not together though, right?
Yeah,
you know,
we're not together. So like, a perfect example of like how fucking low, like, we went literally to a bar together to go get drinks. I go to the bathroom and I come back and he's making out with somebody.
No.
And I literally, this is how fucking low at this point my standards were.
You were waiting for him to finish.
I went to the car and said, text me when you're done. Oh, and I drove him home and he slept at my house.
While he was probably texting the new girl.
Probably.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. I threw him a huge birthday party 1 year. I don't want to like say too much like personal stuff, but like a lot of personal stuff with him went down the night of his birthday party because he got too drunk. And I had to like contact his parents and like it was a whole thing. And in the midst of all this, he's texting my friend saying, come over and suck my dick as he's crying on my shoulder. And I read his message because he leaves it right there. And he's like, you should have been here tonight, like sucking me off or something. And I was like, what? Like, bizarre.
You're like, hey, babe, so I'm going to be with your parents. Text me when you're done getting your dick sucked.
So I'm going to drive your sister to gymnastics, but let me know when she fucking stops blowing you and I'll come back.
That is such a thing that happens so often with women where you do wifey duties and girlfriend prices, but you're not even a girlfriend.
I've picked him up from a hookup too because I was just so desperate to be around. Like, I don't.
That was a dark point in my life,
let me tell you.
I know, but you were so obsessed with him and I was getting mad at you every time, but I get it. When you're in it, it's so hard to let go. Because you think eventually.
Yeah. And I was like, and he would say that too. He'd be like, he'd always be like, wait for me. Like, I'm gonna. And then they never fucking do. They do eventually down the line.
But not with you.
Like, they always like come back and be like, I fucked up. But like, when it's always too late, but it's never actually true. If they don't lock it down with you, like, it's just not, they're not gonna do it. It's not with you.
It's because when they eventually come back and they're like, wait, I fucked up. It's because A, you're probably in a happy relationship and they wanna ruin it.
100%.
Because it looks nice and they want it. But the minute you're gonna get together, they're gonna remember why they didn't want to have one with you.
Right.
Secondly, when they're finally ready for one, it's not with you because they're just finally ready for one in general. And then I've noticed this with men, it's with whoever's in front of them.
Yeah. I don't really know because I have him like blocked on everything. We're not even like, I just don't follow anything, but I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend. And it's just so funny because his number one reason was always, I don't want to be tied down. He also like used to say that, remember he had like daddy issues. Like his dad is like a 50-year-old man whore that would like fuck 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
He'd always be like, I just want to be like my dad. Cause that was the example. He'd be like, I never want to get married. He was like, I just want to like fuck for the rest of my life. But he'd always be like, if I was to ever marry someone, it'd be you. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Ugh. Fuck out of here.
It's kind of sad though, the people that stick around. Cause you're like, what? You're hoping that eventually he gets sick of fucking everyone else. And then you're like, okay, well, you're here.
Guess it's me.
You're like, how did you guys get married? It's like a crazy story. I just waited on him for 13 years.
Crazy story. I waited outside the apartment, this girl's apartment in Sherman Oaks, like every weekend for a couple of years.
And then eventually she stopped
calling him.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? He looked at me and he said, no one else wants me at this point, so you'll do. And now we're together and it's amazing.
And that's what it would sometimes feel like too. Like whenever like we'd have a stint where like he wouldn't hook up with somebody, I'm like, it's because like you're feeling bad about yourself right now. You had like a lot of like mental health problems that like he didn't tend to. Mm-hmm. And it would always be like when he'd be like in a manic depressive episode or something, or like something was going on with him. And I was like, oh, you're at a low point right now. So you're not hooking with other people. And that's the only reason why you're not. It's not because you're vibing with me.
But the crazy part about him going through all that and you're trying to be a good partner and a good person, you're thinking like, not that you're doing this in the order for him to love you more, but it's obviously you're like, look how much I'm there for you, where you were handling everything during his birthday because he's too manic to handle anything. But yet he had enough of brain cells and enough time and enough felt good enough about himself to be able to text your friend and be like, suck my dick. So stuff,
it's crazy.
Like that, stuff like that pisses me off because I feel like I've know so many other girls have been in those situations where they try to be like the wifey, when in reality the guy didn't ask you to do that for him.
No, and he would say that too. That's another thing that like was my friends would yell at me. They'd be like, he's literally telling you that he doesn't want to be with you. He's telling you X, Y, Z, was that, whatever. But it's because there would always be like those glimpses.
Exactly.
Where he'd have a moment of weakness and be like, it is you.
And you just think like, what does that even fucking mean? A, it's our motherly instinct.
Right.
Where we just want to be there. But yeah, A, they didn't ask. B, it seems like he was coherent enough to text your friend to want to fuck her. And then we afterwards feel like idiots. It kind of reminds me, even with one of my ex-boyfriends, his mother, God bless her soul, RIP, while we were together, she had cancer twice and we were long distance. So I don't know what he was doing when I wasn't around, but I always had to kind of be there for his sister and I had to be there for his mother. And that really takes a toll on you when, even if it's not your partner that's going through that situation, it takes a toll on you in general for your own mental health to be around somebody constantly suffering. So, and then literally his mom got better. And as right as his mom got better, he moved back to Los Angeles. And within the first day of him moving back, he dumped me.
Yeah.
So he can be with his female best friend. And I was kind of like in shock because I'm like,
wait, while we're here, what is your thoughts on female best friends?
As a female best friend to other guys, I don't see the big deal, but I do think, here are my thoughts. It's different though. When his female best friend, she was constantly clowning him forever, posting pictures of us or anything cute that we would do, she would be clowning him because obviously she secretly liked him.
Right.
And then the minute he moved back home, he dumped me within 2 seconds to be with her. And then they start posting cute, quote unquote, cutesy pictures nonstop. It was actually one of the reasons I didn't have social media after that. So when I started daddy issues, I didn't have social media. It's because of breakup, like hindered me enough that I never wanted to see their stupid faces again.
Are they still together to this day?
No, because when he dumped me, look, call me selfish, whatever. But I said, I was there for your mother. I was with your family from like 2 years going through all that. Like when you weren't there taking care of your mother. And he goes, I know. And I thank you for that. But
but I want new pussy.
Yeah.
And it's my best friend who I told you not to worry about.
Literally.
For 4 years.
Yeah. And 6 months into it. He texts me after 6 months of not hearing from him. He texts me and he goes, sometimes I lay at night and I wonder if I made a mistake. And I say, you don't have to worry about that. Because let me tell you, I will never take you back.
I would have been like, you don't have to wonder. I'll tell you now. You made a fucking mistake and don't ever text me again.
No, he was. Ugh. Ew. So anyway, my thoughts on guys with best friends. In my opinion, what I've learned, boy or girl or any gender, if you sit there and you constantly notice something about someone, you're like, oh, you must be talking to this person, or why are you always with this person? The more you say it, the more you're subconsciously pushing them towards that person. It's the weirdest thing, but it's happened when I broke up with someone and the guy wouldn't stop talking about some other guy. That other guy was the first guy I fucked, and vice versa.
Probably weren't even actually thinking about them. Like,
yeah,
until, while you guys were together.
No,
but he just kept saying that.
Exactly. And that's happened with me before with exes where I'm nervous about a girl and then that's literally the first person they go to. It's subconsciously.
Or your instinct was just literally right. And it's like, you were nervous about a girl.
No, but we push him.
We do that.
So in my opinion, what I've learned is that if you don't say anything and you kind of, you allow the relationship to transpire. And I've noticed that even with one of my best guy friends.
Well, just don't give like power to it. Don't give the universe.
Your partner, eventually, if they're a good partner, they will most likely back off from the best friend. And it doesn't matter how obsessed the best friend is with them. Their needs and their priorities will change and it will focus on you as long as you give them the space to make the decision themselves. Because no one wants to make a decision because they feel pressured, because it makes them bitter.
No, but it is true though. It's like, especially I feel like when you ask somebody to not talk to that person, it's almost like, especially men, they become like defiant and they're almost like, well, this kind of feels fun now.
Yeah.
It's like a weird fucked up thing for them. So yeah, I do agree. I feel like don't give any power to it. Don't even bring it up. And then, you know, if they still do it, then they're just a piece of shit. Or like if they...
Yeah. And I think...
And then that's good because then the universe showed itself like that.
I think it also depends. Like obviously if they're besties and they're just randomly... to have sleepovers with each other where you guys are dating, that's insanely inappropriate. But if they're besties where they're like, your partner is being incredibly honest with you and they'll be like, oh my God, Rachel just said the funniest thing and he's showing the text to you and all that, I think it's innocent. You just
That's fine.
I don't say anything. I've had guys who have a lot of female friends. I don't even think twice because I think some of those guys were also gay. You know which one of them.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
Which I love. But like
Reggie has a lot of female friends because he has... it's like serious feminine energy, which is one thing that I'm like obsessed with him for. He, you know, is just like that. And he has a lot of female friends. And it's just kind of like, I think at first I was like, whoa, this is new. Because I had never dated somebody that had a plethora of female friends. You know, yeah. It was like every guy I've ever dated was like a dude's dude. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then Reggie also has a lot of guy friends. But like he was a D1 football player. So of course he's going to have a guy friends and a lot of girlfriends, you know? But I think at first I was like, oh, I don't like this vibe.
Plus the men you've dated in the past have cheated on you. So then you're like, great.
Right. But as it's gotten on, I'm like, oh, okay. So I just have to keep remembering that Reggie isn't a shitty person. And not everyone does that. And people are allowed to have friends.
Yeah.
That they don't fucking fuck behind your back.
Yeah. One of my besties, he's a Sag. We've been friends for over 10 years, and to the point that over weekends, I used to sleep over at his house every weekend, either in his bed or his brother's bed, Edwin. Never hooked up with either one of them, was so close with the parents. He met a partner, became obsessed with us for 6 months. They kept dating, then they got married, and I was even one of the best men in the wedding. But A, did our friendship, when he started becoming serious, that our friendship where we all hang out a little less? Yes, of course, which is normal. So that's what I mean. She never said anything, but I also went out of my way to be very nice to her.
But like that's normal behavior. That's normal behavior. But
friends, then, girlfriends who don't do that, in my opinion, it's a little kind of like,
because they have,
you like him.
Right.
I don't look at him like he's like a brother to me, but I think if a girl is suddenly being weird with you and that's your man's bestie, that's a little weird.
I completely agree.
So is there anything else you have to add before we kind of wrap this up?
No, not really. Just I always tell people that it is possible to find love in Los Angeles.
When they don't live here.
When they don't live here.
Yeah.
You never know. No, but really, I was actually just talking about this with somebody the other day. When you really are looking, you're never going to find it. It's when you're working on you. You're working on like being your best self. You're working on your mental, physical, fiscal health, everything, is when your person like comes along.
I agree. But also I've learned now that you still have to leave the house, because I'm like, great, I'm not looking. I don't have to leave my house. But you still have to be open for it. Look, but be open for something. Right. Because if you're not open either, then you really won't find anything.
Right. No, of course. You have to be open for anything at any, you know what I mean? It's like, be open for it. But
yeah, I'm too literal. So when someone told me don't look, I'm like, great, perfect. I'll stay home.
No, but like, I feel like I was looking for so long, or wanting, you know, like whatever. And then literally for the first time in years that I wasn't wanting anything is when my boyfriend came along, and I was like, wow, we do not chase, we attract.
That's right.
Choose yourself.
Choose yourself. And then someone eventually will choose you, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the same. Alex Papiccio, AlexPapiccio.
Sick.
You can find me all over the web. Got some cool things coming, so.
Yeah, make sure to follow her. Make sure to DM her if you have any questions.
DMs are always open. Yeah. Used to be open for dick pics. That's absolutely not anymore. But it actually never was. It was always just a joke. But
yeah. Just friendly DMs. And
I love when people DM me and they're like, I heard you on the podcast. Like, I went to, so many people have had apple juice scenarios. So if you have any other,
tell me. Yeah. And if you want to stalk her and her boyfriend, I don't know. I just love the word partner more than boyfriend. But if you want to stalk her and her partner on her Instagram, make sure to follow her. Anyway, you guys, hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. I love you. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.